Watercress is one of the most nutrient-dense fruits, gram for gram.
River droplet, chalk stream, water, water, cress. River droplet, chalk stream, water, water, cress. River droplet, chalk stream, water, water, cress. River droplet, chalk stream, water, water, cress.
Gram for gram.
River droplet.
I could probably find four or five varieties of watercress at max, and they'll be extremely well related.
Lovely, it's peppery, it sort of gives you a zing.
Very mustardy.
This is quite zesty.
A bit chewy, a bit like eating grass, but it tastes very, very nice. Sound a bit like a cow eating. And it's, yes, very nice. I'm told it's very good for you.
Sort of peppery.
Phenethyl isothiocyanate. Phenethyl isothiocyanate. When you first chew watercress, it does, it's grassy, it's quite, you know, it's green, it feels very green. And then as you're chewing, what you're doing is you're activating that chemical, the PEITC, and that's what the peppery flavour in it. Now, watercress is nasturtium. So you may think of nasturtium being
pungent. Peppery. Fresh. Crunchy.
And I tell you, watercress soup is amazing.
The taste, obviously, is partly driven by the unique phytonutrient composition. So depending on where it's grown, the taste actually does, you know, the pepperiness will vary. How strong the watercress is will vary based on where it's grown. There's definitely some uniqueness in the Dorset watercress, which you wouldn't get elsewhere that I know.
Does it taste like peppery? Like kind of rocket? And like spicy?
So the taste of watercress, I would say it's kind of Marmite. You know, a lot of people love it and some people hate it. I would say more people love it than those that don't.
River droplet. Chalk stream. Watercress. River droplet. Chalk stream. Water, water, cress. River droplet.